Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation I-Corps Training Program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.
Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It took a while for COVID-19 to hit rural Iowa, but now it is hitting rural Iowa hard in many ways. As the pandemic drags on and gets worse, so will the strain of living under these unusual circumstances. Paul Lasley is a professor of sociology at Iowa State University and the co-investigator of the Iowa Farm and Rural Life Poll. He recently published an op-ed in Wallace's Farmer sharing his concerns about COVID-19 and mental health in rural areas. And he is on the line with me now. Paul, hello.
Good morning, Charity. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here today. And just a couple of months ago, I sat down with Dave Peters from Iowa State University, and we talked about what he saw as the future for COVID-19 in rural areas all around the country. And pretty much everything that he said has come true. It came late to rural Iowa, but it's hitting rural Iowa hard right now. And Paul, as you have watched this happen, what have been some of your observations?
Well, I think, Charity, the big social dimension is the need for people to practice social distancing. And that really sort of is contrary to us as being social beings. Humans crave interaction, engagement with others, and much of our society is based upon social organizations and social institutions. In practicing CDC recommendations of social distancing, staying away from groups, that has really been a disruption to everyday living, from being able to interact with your friends and neighbors, attending church, going to sporting events, attending service club meetings. And it's the disruptions of social distancing that has really resulted in people sheltering in place. It's a disruption in their day-to-day activities. And as a result, what we're seeing as this pandemic drags on is increased or elevated sense of loneliness, in some cases, despair. Actually, the article in the editorial in Wallace's Farmer, I talked about that people, some people feel the social distancing is actually a form of punishment. And so, therefore, some people are simply disregarding the social distancing, face mask wearing, and frequent washing of hands. And unfortunately, the virus is rampant in this resurgence.
Well, and Paul, I think that the way things happened in rural Iowa are particularly unfortunate. I think about, in March when schools closed and everybody was told to take precautions. That was before COVID-19 had reached many parts of rural Iowa. And of course, shutting everything down prevented it from getting there in those weeks and, well, main weeks that yeah. Things remained closed. But they still had to go through the frustration that everyone else was going through of having everything shut down. And do you think that period of time where the virus really wasn't there, but they were still going through a lockdown, did that create sort of a perfect opportunity for this resentment and denial and the lack of desire to follow these recommendations?
Well, I think so, and in some cases, the the fact that many people did not contract the infection early on gave people a false sense of security. And so they may have let their guard down. There clearly were those who believed that the virus was a hoax or what you'd call the deniers. But many rural places were insulated, but they still had to deal with some of the frustrations of that came about with the lockdown. And many, many social institutions, churches and schools and others that shut down had this sort of reverberation across society. But I think what's happening now is in some cases people have let their guards down a little bit, but I think also people are experiencing a fatigue. Early on in the pandemic, there were forecasts that the virus would simply go away when warm weather came, or churches would be reopened at Easter, or that a vaccine is imminent. And some of this false hope, I think, has also contributed to frustration as this thing has continues to drag on. And we can look at the European countries right now that are going back into a very, what I'd call, draconian shutdown. And we see some of that being played out in election tomorrow. The public health versus keeping the economy going. So I think there's a lot of frustration that we've not been able to manage this pandemic. And as time goes on, I think we're likely to see even more what I'd call negative reactions to recommendations of mask wearing and social distancing.
Well, and Paul, as I talked to Dave Peters about, rural Iowa is particularly vulnerable to this disease because, of course, the people who are most vulnerable to COVID-19 are elderly people. The population in rural areas tends to be significantly older. So this is really, in so many ways, a perfect storm that has developed. I mean, what are you afraid of when you look at what's going on right now?
Well, as I travel the state, I see a significant difference in mask wearing in rural versus urban places. As I travel around the state, and I'm not doing much traveling, but when I travel around the state and I put a mask on and walk into the local service station to get gas or to buy a sandwich, I oftentimes feel like that I really am the odd man out, that people are sitting around or visiting clerks without masks. So there does seem to be a real divide. The more rural places, the less adherence to that. And I think the other unique thing is that rural communities, by the very nature, people aggregate, socialize together. And as we see the closing of social institutions, people long for that association. We have grandparents that ache to see their grandchildren, and we have a whole cadre of Iowans that are snowbirds, that are questioning whether they can travel south safely and enjoy the winter months in Florida or Arizona, where we also have big outbreaks. I think the thing that I've been most concerned about, and one charity that you and I have talked a lot about over the years, is the concept of neighboring. And how do you neighbor? How can you reach out to friends and associates and people in your community in such ways that you can not only protect yourself, but protect them. Now, certainly telephone and the internet and social media supplement that, but we need to be both in the public and private sector of looking at ways that we can continue to be good neighbors. Now, out of the farm, Wallace's Farmer publication, I made connections, and this is an example. So, under the presidential declaration, the disaster declaration, FEMA has put together a set of programs across the country, but here in Iowa, the website is COVID Recovery Iowa, one word, COVID Recovery Iowa, in which they're highlighting some of the things that FEMA is providing to help people guard against the mental health consequences of social isolation.
Well, and I'll mention that again, covidrecoveryiowa.org. You can also make a phone call, also 1-844-775-WARM. And they have free mental health counseling to anybody who needs it. But yes, Let's talk about rural Iowa and feelings about mental health and getting help, because I know that's something we've talked about in the past too, Paul. It's a really difficult thing for people to ask for help when they're dealing with a mental health problem.
Yes, and I think that's why, for example, in the midst of the farm crisis, we created Rural Concern, because we found that it was easier for people to talk to third parties sort of anonymously. Sometimes it's easier to talk about the stress that you're experiencing, the frustrations, the emotions that you have to someone outside of your community. And part of that is because there of that lingering stigma. We don't have that stigma if we have a broken arm or a broken leg or some kind of physical health diagnosis. But there is a stigma about when we have mental health problems. Now, we've come a long ways in the last several years of reducing that stigma. But sometimes it's hard to talk about your feelings to people that you know intimately, whether that be your minister or your spouse or just a friend. Reaching out to trained counselors on the telephone is a good way. Sometimes we just need somebody to listen to our frustration, not necessarily to agree with us, but to so we can at least articulate what we're feeling, the pressures. As a father of two adult daughters with children at home, homeschooling because their schools have been closed, trying to balance careers with youngsters underfoot, they're under a lot of stress. And I try to listen to my daughters. But I know that, and I know lots of other people are staying connected. But I suspect that my daughters would give a different story if they were talking to a trained counselor, maybe than listening to Dad.
Sure, sure. Well, and you were talking about the importance of being good neighbors. I think that's been one of the most devastating parts of this pandemic. Of course, the most devastating part is the hundreds of thousands of lives lost and knowing that many more people will die as this pandemic rages. But not being able to be there for people you care about has been really hard, whether you're urban or rural. I can't tell you the number of times that I've either had that happen for me, where a friend or a family member has had a need that I can't fill, and I normally would, but you just have to think, is this safe right now? And it's hard not to show up for the people that you love. And it's extra hard for people who've been isolated from their loved ones when their loved ones get sick because of the COVID regulations and hospitals. And I mean, Paul, do you feel like this is, as the pandemic goes on, going to hit rural Iowa extra hard? I mean, we're all struggling.
Well, I don't know. You know, the interconnections between rural and urban are such that I think that the pandemic is a great equalizer. You know, if we look at where our senior citizen housing is at, much of it is in urban Iowa. But a lot of urban people have roots back to the farm or to rural Iowa. You know, families right now across the state are struggling with, do we have a Thanksgiving or Christmas family get together? I'm struggling with that with my own family, where we might have families from two or three states. Some have children, some don't. Questions about, we really want to see grandparents, fears that, well, this might be grandma's last Christmas or last Thanksgiving. We want to be there, but we're afraid we might host a super spreader event. So families are really struggling with even the holiday tradition. Yeah. Do we get together? And what's the risk if we do?
And we do know that those small gatherings are spreading this disease pretty rapidly right now. And Paul, we only have about 30 seconds left, but one of the things that I'm hearing you say is pick up the phone. I mean, it's almost all we have right now, but it's not nothing.
Pick up the phone or arrange for social distancing in the barnyard or on the front porch or the deck, and maintain that 6 to 12 foot distance. If there's ever a time we need to reach out to our neighbors, it's right now. And we can go into a whole discussion about who is our neighbors, but reach out to those people, stay connected, stay safe.
Paul Lasley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charity.
Iowa State University sociologist Paul Lasley. And I'll mention again, COVIDRecoveryIowa.org or 844-775-WARM. They're offering free virtual counseling for all Iowans affected by COVID-19. This is Talk of Iowa.